大家好。
Morning to you all.
我想问问哈，不能够听国语的请举手。
How many of you? How many of you don't know Mandarin?
You don't understand. Where are you from?
Mexico City.
México. Bueno. ¿Cómo está, señor?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Oh.
No.
Yo ahí lo puedo. No. Yo ahí lo puedo. Yo ahí lo puedo. Yo ahí
I want to thank the church.
邀请我，如果我记忆对的话，这是我第三次来。
If my memory is right, this will be the third time I'm here.
第一次我记得我来是教那个默示论。
I know the first time I came, I taught the
eschatology. 第二次来是去年的圣诞的时候，我带了一队布道队，音乐布道队来。
The second time was during the Christmas time, and I brought a worshiping team.
那这一次是第三次来。
So this time is the third time.
我要谢谢教会的邀请。
I want to thank you for the church invitation.
我更要谢谢牧师对我的信任。
And I also want to thank the faith the pastor has in me.
来这个营地呢，我却是第一次。
This is actually the first time I have been to this campus.
我是在1985年开始服侍的。
I started serving in 1985.
那是在北美。
And that is in North America.
我服侍主是1979年开始。
I actually started serving the Lord in 1979.
所以当我神学院毕业的时候，我在这个 Arlington 一个浸信会在侍奉的时候。
So after I graduated from seminary, I started serving in a church in Arlington.
我就知道这个地方 Glorieta.
And I've heard of this campus Glorieta.
我看到那些 brochure, 我最记得就是这个 steeple.
And I saw the brochure and the steeple is what I remember the most.
那这一次亲历亲身来到这个地方。
This time I'm actually here in person.
我觉得这个地方太美丽了。
And this is so beautiful.
我们今天早上来的时候，沿途来的时候。
And as we were driving the whole time.
这个新墨西哥什么都没有。
There's nothing in New Mexico.
但是在路上却有两个赌馆。
There were two casinos.
啊，但是那个景色太漂亮了。
But the scenery is so beautiful.
那刚才牧师在开始的时候也提到，这一次呢。我们有机会呢，有四堂的信息的时候。
The pastor just mentioned we're going to have four sessions.
我想问问大家，你们都有圣经吗
？You all have your own Bible?
啊，因为我们会看蛮多经文的。
Because we're going to be using the Bible a lot.
我们今天早上要来看一看哈。
This morning we're going to look at
一个甘心乐意侍奉。
One who is willing to serve.
在这一个美国的这一个的内战的时候。
During the Civil War of America.
在那个内战的之前的时候。
And right before the Civil War.
在美国的南部哈，有一些的这一些的所谓的这个奴隶的这个拥有者。
They are slave owners in the South.
那在那个这个市镇的这个中间的时候，刚好就有一个贩卖这些黑奴的这么的一个的活动。
And in the middle of town, there was a public auction for the slaves.
那当中呢，有一个既年轻又长得英俊又有钱的一个奴隶的这个的拥有者。
There was a slave owner who was young, who was rich, and who was good looking.
那这个的朋友呢，他不单年轻，他不单有钱，他的心呢好是蛮善的一位的朋友。
Not only was he young, good looking, but he was also very kind.
然后呢，他就在这一个贩卖的这个活动的当中哈，他就看到一个女的一个的奴隶，一个黑奴。
So among the activities going on, he saw a female slave.
所以呢，他开始哈、啊、 就对这个女的这个黑奴开始去那个这个我们叫 auction 哈，就是这个投标啊，去标这个女的这个的奴隶。
So he then began to bid for this slave girl.
但是呢，同时呢，又有一个又老又丑的一个的 slave owner， 同样的对这个年轻的这个黑奴同样的有兴趣。
But there was another rich, old, ugly slave owner who also bid for the same slave.
所以呢，他们的当中呢就开始了一场这个的争夺，这个的女的黑奴的一个的所谓的价，这个价钱的一个的战争，一个 price war.
So they began a price war between these two slave owners.
但是最后呢，这个年轻的 outbid 啊，就胜过了这个老的又丑的。不过同时也是蛮有钱的哈，他就出高价把这个黑的女的这个奴隶哈给买过来。
So at the end, this young, handsome slave owner outbid the old, ugly, rich slave owner.
所以呢，这些的贩卖黑奴的这些的人呢，既然这个年轻的人高价买了这个黑奴，就把这个女的这个黑奴带到这个的老板的面前。
So since he outbid for the slave girl, they brought her before this young slave owner.
然后这个年轻的这个刚把这个黑奴迎娶过来的，他就伸手哈到他的颈项那个地方去。
And so he began to reach for her neck.
那这个的女的这个黑奴刚被这个年轻的老板买来了，以为这个年轻的老板要伤害她。
So this slave girl thought, oh, this owner is going to hurt me.
原来这个年轻的老板呢，到那个女的那个这个黑奴的颈窝，把他的那个铁链的那个轭哈，把它给解开而已。
But instead, he reached over and broke the chain that was on her neck.
然后他跟他说：“你现在是自由身了，你可以随意的离开。”
And then he told her, "You are now free. You are free to go."
这个女的黑奴的这个的女的这个，显然了哈，她一生从来没有。碰过这种的情况。
The girl hesitated because it has never happened to her before.
所以呢，她也不知道怎么去反应哈，这么一个良善的一个的行动。
She did not know how to react to such a kind gesture.
那等了一会儿之后，这个女的黑奴就跪在地上。
After a while, she knelt down on her knees.
然后她跟她这个刚刚把她给买过来的这个年轻的这个的老板就跟她说。
And then she said to her new owner.
她说我愿意一生都服侍你。
She said, I am willing to serve you for the rest of my life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
各位朋友。Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
你知道在圣经的里头也有一个这样的类似的记载吗？
Do you know that in the Bible there is a similar story recorded?
请大家打开出埃及记。
Let's open your Bible to Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
第二十一章。
Chapter 21,
第一到第六节
，verses 1 to 6。
你在百姓面前所要立的章节是这样：你若买希伯来人做奴隶，他必服侍你六年，但第七年他可以自由白白的出去。他若孤身来，就可以孤身去；他若有妻，他的妻就可以同他出去。他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿子或女儿，妻子和女儿要归主人，他要独自出去。倘若奴隶明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前靠着门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years. But in the 7th year, he shall go free without paying anything. If he comes alone, he is to go free alone. But if he has a wife, when he comes, she is to go with him. If his master gives him a wife, and she bears him sons and daughters, the woman and her children shall belong to her master, and only the man shall go free. But if the servant declares, I love my master and my wife and children, and do not want to go free, then his master must take him before the judges. He shall take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl. Then he will be his servant for life.
根据摩西的律法，
According to the law of Moses.
如果一个奴隶哈，当他在第七年的时候。
For servant, when he reaches seventh year of service.
他服侍他的主人六年之后。
He served his master for 6 years.
圣经说他就有权得到他自己的自由。
The Bible said then he can have his freedom.
但是如果这个奴隶哈，甘心乐意的去服侍他的主人。
But if this slave is willing to serve his master at his own will.
而且不愿意离开自己的妻子跟自己的孩子。
And he is not willing to leave behind his wife and his children.
圣经说那个主人就把他带到审判官的面前。
The Bible said then the master must take him before the judges.
在一个公正的一个场合表示他的立场，他不愿意离开他自己的主人。
And he must declare his will.In the public place.
然后他的主人呢会带到那个房子的门框的那个 threshold 的那个地方。
And then the master is going to take him to the threshold of the house.
然后用一个锥子，一个尖的一个锥子哈，把他的耳朵穿刺，然后呢扎在那个的门框的那个地方。
And his master is going to pierce his ear with an awl.
那意思就是说从此以后。
Which means from that point on.
我虽然是一个自由身。
Even though I am a free man,
但是我爱我的主人，我不愿意离开我的妻子，也不愿意离开我的儿子，我的儿女。我从此以后，这个的门呢，就是我的界限，我永远不会跨一步离开这个房子。
That because even though I'm a free man, but I love my master, my wife, and my children, the threshold of this house will become the limit, and I will not leave this house ever again.
那当然了，那个锥子不是永远把它缠在门的框。不然的话他怎么做事呢、啊、这个只是象征式的这么扎了之后那当然是把那个锥子还是要拿开
And of course it's not then from that point stick to the threshold from the piercing. It's just a symbolic way of saying that he belonged down to this house.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是一个活生生的一个的图画
This is a vivid picture.
当主耶稣基督拯救了我们的时候
When the Lord Jesus saved us,
当神把我们从罪恶的污泥的当中把我们给提拔出来的时候
and when God saved us out of the dirt of sin,
圣经说我们以前是罪人
the Bible said we were sinners,
我们以前呢是撒旦的奴隶
we were the slave of Satan before,
保罗在罗马书第六章告诉我们我们以前是罪的奴仆但是如今得蒙拯救我们成为义的奴仆
Paul said in Romans chapter 6 we used to be the slave of sin but now we became the slave of righteousness
因为主耶稣基督的缘故
because of Jesus Christ
我们以前被罪恶所捆绑着
we were bound by slave by sin
但是如今因为耶稣基督的释放
but because of Jesus set us free
在真理的里头我们得蒙自由
in truth we were set free
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters
当一个罪人呢，经历了这么的一个的拯救之后
，When a sinner experiences such a salvation，
他会很自然而然的降服在主耶稣基督的脚前。
He will naturally fall before our Jesus Christ。
所以保罗在罗马书第十二章这样说。
So Paul said in Romans chapter 12。
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们呐、啊。
He said, "My dear brothers and sisters."
我用神的慈悲跟慈爱来劝勉你们。
I urge you, therefore, by the mercies of God.
把你的身体献上，当作活祭。
To present your bodies a living and
holy sacrifice. 你们如此服侍是理所当然的。
Acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
今天早上我要问你一个问题。
This morning, I'm going to ask you a question.
你有没有被耶稣基督所拯救了？
Have you been saved by Jesus Christ?
你有没有完全的降服在主耶稣基督的脚前？
Have you completely submit yourself to Christ?
你有没有决定甘心乐意的一生去服侍他？
And have you decided that you are going to serve him?
如果你有的话，
And if you have,
服侍主耶稣基督是一个很自然而然的事情。
Serving God is a natural happening.
你服侍他是会发自于你爱心你的内心向主的爱
When you serve him it comes naturally from within because you love him
如果我们这个假设是对的话
If this assumption is right,
耶稣拯救了我。
Jesus saved me.
他爱我。
He loved me.
他为我钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
现在他让我得以自由。
Now he has given me freedom.
除去了罪的这个捆绑。
He has set me free from the bondage of sin.
所以我服侍他是理所当然的话。
So it is natural for me to serve him.
如果我们接受这个前提的话。
If I accept this assumption.
那在教会的里头，每一个重新重生得救的基督徒一定服侍神。
Then every single born again Christian in the church will serve the Lord.
你如果得救之后而不服侍的话，那你的救恩出了问题。
If you were saved, but yet you do not serve, then your salvation is questionable.
如果你得救之后，你在教会的里头是不干善的人，那你的灵命出了问题。
If you were saved, and yet you do not have a position in the church, then your spiritual life is questionable.
因为在教会的里头，基督徒的服事是一个我们得救的一个很自然的一个的流露。
Because in the church, it is a natural response for us to serve the Lord after we are saved.
因为服事是一个甘心乐意的一个的流露。
Because serving God is a natural way of showing our gratefulness.
如果一个人得救了。
If a person is saved,
那个人自然去侍奉。
He will naturally serve the Lord.
那如果说我们今天明白了这个道理。
If we understand this today,
那我们在教会的里头服侍不应该吹逼的了。
Then there should not be any urging needed in serving the Lord in the church.
不需要牧师又跪又拜又拉又扯又求。
We do not need the pastor to kneel before you and urge you and beg you.
重生得救的基督徒应该来到牧师的面前，牧师报告。
Those who are saved, born again Christians should come before the pastor and say, Pastor, I'm here.
我有什么事可以干的？
What can I do?
洗厕所。
I'm gonna wash the toilet.
我来，我来。
Let me do it.
Ushers, 哎，我来，我来。
To be an usher, let me do it.
除非那个教会充满的是不冷不热不知道自己重生得救的，那那个牧师真是苦啊。
If the church is filled of Christians who don't even know if they're not sure about their salvation or they're just lukewarm Christians, then
你想想看，如果一个教会的牧师到处去拉人的话，他哪有时间去祷告？
If a church pastor needs to go and pull people to come and serve, then where is he going to find time to pray?
如果一个牧师到处的求人去服侍的话，那他哪有时间去培灵、去读经、去预备讲章？
If a pastor has to go and ask and urge people to serve all the time, then where is he going to find time to prepare the preaching?
我在德州有一个教会。
When I was in Texas, there was a church.
Stonebriar Church.
Stonebriar Church.
那个牧师叫 Chuck Swindoll.
The pastor is Chuck Swindoll.
大家都听过这个人的名字吧
？You have all heard of him, right?
Chuck Swindoll 在教会的里头。
Chuck Swindoll was in the church.
他只是讲道。
He just preached.
只是讲道。
That's the only thing he does.
其他的事弟兄姐妹全部都 take care.
The rest were taken care of by brothers and sisters.
那做牧师好像做到 Chuck 这个地步啊，当然他不是说他单单讲道。
Of course, he does not only preach.
他呢知道所有的事，但他并不是做所有的事，你懂我意思吗？
He knows of everything that is happening in the church, but he does not go and do it.
陈宣道对他的教会非常的明了。
He understands his church thoroughly.
但是他不是做每一样的事情。
But he's not hands on into everything.
有谁去过法国巴黎的？
Has anybody been to Paris?
Oh, bonjour.
Oh, bonjour. Oh.
巴黎有一个铁塔。
There is a
铁塔。
Get my mind.
Tower.
The Tower of Eiffel Tower. Thank you.
那个铁塔呢，在巴黎任何一个角度，明朗的天气你都可以看得到。
On a clear day, you can see the Eiffel Tower from any corner of Paris.
Such a magnificent structure. 是一个很美丽的一个建筑物。我呢有幸去过。
Lucky for me, I have been there.
我爬到最高。
I went to the top.
不过我不是爬楼梯的，我是坐电梯的。
I didn't take the steps. I took the elevator.
哇，到了上面，整个巴黎就在眼底之下。
So when you're on top, you can see the whole Paris.
但是呢，我发觉这个铁塔很妙。
But then I noticed something very strange.
原来呢，它除了主要的几个那个 pillar 之外哈，其他的都是六英寸的小铁球，六英寸的小铁球。
So beside the main frame, the rest of it are 6 inches the iron bar of about 6 inches in diameter.
六英寸，六英寸，六英寸，六英寸，把整个的加起来，加起来。
And so all these 6 inches iron rod make up the mainframe.
教会的牧师跟教会的领袖是那主要的这个骨干。
The pastor and the leaders of the church are the mainframe of the church.
但是你是那六英寸的小铁球。
But you are each the 6-inch diameter iron rod.
如果你了解了这个的道理的话
，If you understand this.
你要明白，你有一个很重要的角色去扮演。
You will understand. You will know that you have an extremely important position.
在教会的里头。
In the church.
没有 unemployment.
There is no unemployment.
应该是 full employment. Full employment. 100% employment 在教会的里头应该是这样。好，我们现在知道了啊。蒙恩得救之后，领受了主的恩典之后
，So now you know after you are saved，
我们要在教会里头参与服侍。
We need to join in the church and serve。
但是我们怎么去服侍
？But how do we serve？
我们来看一看。
Let's look at it。
在教会，在这个主的身体的里头哈，我们要用神所给我们的属灵的恩赐去服侍弟兄姐妹。
In the body of Christ, we need to serve by using the gifts that God has given us.
当我们信主的那一刻
，When we become a believer,
那每一个的基督徒呢，同时的领受了神的这个属灵的恩赐。
We were given a certain spiritual gift.
有的人多，有的人少。
There are some that has many, there are some that has few.
但是有一样可以肯定的就是，每一个的基督徒信主的那一刻，最少。有一个属灵的恩赐。
But one thing for sure is the moment you trusted in Jesus Christ, you are given at least one spiritual gift.
所以呢，在教会的里头，如果领袖来找你说，哎，某某人呢、啊，请你在教会参与服侍，然后你回答，不要找我，我没有恩赐啊。
So if the church leader come and find you and said, come and serve, and you say, oh no no no, I don't have any spiritual gift.
这句话是错的。
That is wrong.
这句话表示你对真理呢还不懂。
If you said that means you don't understand the truth.
我刚才不是说过吗？当你信主的时候
，I just said the moment you trusted in Jesus.
有的人有很多种属灵的恩赐，不过每一个基督徒应该有一个什么？最低限度有什么？有一个属灵的恩赐。
Some have many, but you, everyone, have at least one spiritual gift.
所以呢，你说你没有属灵的恩赐，那你那句话是违反真理的，你知道吗？
And so if you said you have no gift, then you are saying something against the truth.
但是呢，教会应该帮助信徒去找到他自己的属灵的恩赐。
But the church should help the believers find their spiritual gift.
因为如果你的服事不在你的属灵的恩赐上面的话，你辛苦，教会更辛苦。
Because if you serve in a capacity that is outside of your spiritual gift, then you are suffering and the church is also suffering.
你有没有听过不会拉小提琴的人拉小提琴？有没有听过
？Have you heard of someone who don't know how to play the violin play violin?
刺耳啊，刺耳啊。
It kills your ears.
有没有听过不会唱歌的人去带唱歌
？Have you heard of someone who don't know how to sing and yet he leads in song?
不过现在的天气还好，如果在德州的话，不要开冷气机了。
Right now we have very good weather, but if it is in Texas, when you hear someone sing, you don't need to turn on the aircon.
你们看过不会讲道的人讲道，好辛苦啊！你讲什么
？Have you heard of someone who don't know how to preach and yet they preach? You don't understand a word they're preaching.
What's your point? Hurry up! It's time to go. 所以呢，每一个的弟兄姐妹要在他的属灵的恩赐上去服侍主。
So we need to serve God in the capacity of spiritual gift that God has given us.
所以呢，信徒呢要找他的属灵的恩赐。
So believers need to find their spiritual gifts.
教会呢应该帮助信徒去找出他的属灵的恩赐。
The church needs to help them find their spiritual gifts.
我有一次看一个杂志啊。
I was looking, reading a magazine.
这个杂志是关于 housekeeping 的。
This is about housekeeping.
因为我以前第一学位是酒店经营管理的，我对这个 housekeeping 是蛮有这个兴趣的。
My first degree was in hotel hospitality, so I was, I know this kind of stuff.
啊，这个杂志啊，有一个 article， 它那个主题把我的这个注意力给吸引住。
There was an article that really caught my eyes.
他说在一个家的里头啊， everything should have a place and everything should be in its place. 啊，我说太精彩了，这个。在家里头每一个东西都应该有一个地方，而这个东西应该就在那个地方。听懂吗？
You understand what it's saying?
听得懂了，好。所以在我家的里头，每一个东西都有一个地方，每一个东西都在那个地方。
So in my house, everything should have its place and everything should be in its place.
所以晚上就算没灯，我都知道这个东西在什么地方。
So even though when there's no light at night, I should know where these things are placed.
我不骗你的，我家里头每一个角落我都知道的，我都知道的。如果找食物的话，我知道到 pantry 去找。
I'm not kidding you. I know where everything is in my house. If I'm looking for food, I will go to the pantry.
如果我要找钥匙的话，就是我进门左手边有一个这样木牌，是我自己做的，有四个孔，我把钥匙都放在那个地方。
If I'm looking for my key, I made a little key placement area, and I know there are four holes, and I know where my keys are.
这句话哈，错使我想到哈，在教会的里头，弟兄姐妹不就是应该这样吗？
This helped me think that in the church, brothers and sisters should be just like that.
每一个的信徒应该在他的属灵的恩赐的本位上去服侍。
Every believer should be in that position to serve.
但是呢，他自己要知道他的属灵的恩赐。
But he needs to know what his spiritual gift is.
好，我想问问大家，先做一个很简单的一个的调查。
I'm going to give you a simple survey.
有谁有恩慈的劝慰的这个的恩慈？
Who among us has the gift of counseling?
Yeah, very good, very good. Yes. 有谁觉得就是人家来找你哈，你讲几句话，你能够开解人的心？
Who of you think that if somebody have problem, they come to you, you just say a few words, and you are able to help them?
有这种恩赐的请举手。
Raise your hand if you think you have this spiritual gift.
你从来没劝慰过人。
You have never encouraged anybody?
啊，没关系。有谁觉得自己这个歌声还蛮不错的，就有唱歌的恩赐的请举手。
How many of you have the gift of singing?
啊， yeah. Oh, very good.有谁觉得自己是行政管理治理的恩赐的请举手。
How many of you think you have the gift of administration?
一个都没有。一个都没有的话，那这个的淫秽是怎么产生的呢？
If there's none, then how did this retreat come about?
By default? By chance? 好，有谁觉得自己有教导恩赐的请举手。
How many think that has the gift of teaching?
哦，牧师，你这个教会要帮他们发掘他们的属灵的恩赐，他们一嘛就是太含蓄或者太谦虚了。
Well,
没关系，我们慢慢的来找啊。
Either you guys are all very humble, or I pity on you, Pastor.
属灵的恩赐是神随己意而分派的。
The gift, the spiritual gift, is given according to God's will.
是当我们信主的时候，神就给我们的了。
It is when we trusted in Jesus, that moment on, He is given.
是个礼物。
It is a gift.
因为恩赐这个字哈 ，charismata， 本来的意思就是 charis， 就是一个恩惠、一个恩典的意思。
Charismata in the original language means it is a grace.
在圣经的里头有三个出处讲到属灵的恩赐。
There are three areas in the Bible that mentioned about spiritual gifts.
你应该了解。
You need to understand.
你应该知道。
You need to know.
你应该学习。
You need to learn.
你应该研究。
And you need to study.
我们先打开这个罗马书第十二章。
Let's open to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们从第三节开始看。
We'll begin looking at verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所端看的，要照着上帝所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，圣经呢把这一个基督的这个教会啊，预表是用一个身体去预表。
The Bible has used the body to represent the church.
待会我们看哥林多前书十二章，同样的也是用身体来比喻的。
And we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and similarly, it used the Bible to represent the church.
正如我们一个身体上有好些肢体，肢体也都不是一样的用处。
For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多的人在基督里成为一身，互相的联络做肢体，也是如此。
So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说。
Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith.
或做执事就当专一的执事。
If service in our serving.
或做教导的就当专一的教导。
He who teaches in his teaching.
或做劝化的就当专一的劝化。
He who exalts in his exaltation.
施舍的就当诚实。
He who contributes in liberal
治理的就当殷勤。
He who gives aid with zeal.
然后呢，怜悯人的就当甘心。
And he who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
身体有不同的器官。
There are different organs in the body.
心呢在这儿。
There's the heart.
肝呢，这个肝呢在这儿。
The liver is over here.
肺呢在这儿。
Lungs are here.
食道呢在这儿。
Esophagus is right here.
那脾呢在这儿。
Diaphragm is right here.
Diaphragm 是横膈膜。
横膈膜。
横膈膜的附近的那个脾脏就在这儿。Spleen.
Spleen is over here.
那个 bladder 呢在这个地方。
Bladder is over here.
身体有很多的器官。
There are many organs.
肌肉也是一种。
Muscle.
Muscular system 也是一个器官。
Is an organ.
骨头呢也是 skeletal system.
The skeletal system is also an organ.
身体呢只有一个，但是呢肢体呢却有不一样。
There's only one body, but many parts.
但是呢，圣经说，这许多的人在基督里成为一身，互相的联络。
But the Bible said all these organs make up one body and they work with each other.
请大家看，看我。
Look at me.
如果我的身体的肢体啊。
If the part of my body,
比方说我的右腿说走这边。
If my right leg said go that way,
我的左腿说我不跟你走，我要走这边。
But my left leg said no way, I'm going to go this way.
如果我的脑筋说我现在我要吃这个苹果。
If my brain tells me I'm going to eat this apple,
但是我的手说我不去拿。
But my hand said I'm not going to go pick it up.
身体呢有很多的肢体，但是联络起来成为一个的身体。
There is many parts in the body, and they all are connected, work together to become one body.
好，我们再看哥林多前书第十二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
那个信息呢，几乎是一样的。
The message is almost the same.
但是呢，有一点不同。
But there is one difference.
我们来看看。
Let's look at it.
在十二章第四节那个地方。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。
There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.
功用呢也有分别，神却是一位。
There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men.
在众人里面运行一切的事。
It is the same God works all of them in all men.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
然后跳到第十一节，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行的，随己意分给个人的。
And then go to verse 11. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit.And he gives them to each one just as he determines.
在这呢，我们最低限度呢，看到有几个的真理。第一个，
Here we see different truths. The first one.
Unity with diversity. 既是合一的，但是呢，却有分别的。第二个，我们要可以看到的就是属灵的恩赐是叫人能够得益处的。
The second truth here is that the spiritual gifts is for the common good of man.
所以呢，属灵的恩赐不是为了个人的荣耀，属灵的恩赐是要建立基督的身体，彰显神的荣耀。
So the spiritual gift is not for oneself to use to glorify himself or herself.
然后第
It is actually for the good of the church to build one another up and to glorify God.
第三、第十一节那个地方。这个属灵的恩赐是神随着旨意自己的意思随意的分给个人的。
And then in verse 11 is the third truth. The gifts are given according to what God has determined.
既是这样的话属灵的恩赐啊我们不需要嫉妒的。
So if it is that way, we don't need to be jealous of other people's gifts.
为什么她唱得这么好
Why did she sing so well?
为什么她翻译得这么好
why did she...It translates so well.
为什么他教的这么好
why did he teach so well?
No need to jealous.
不要嫉妒。
不需要嫉妒，不需要心里头痒痒的。
Don't feel uneasy in your heart.
那然后呢，在这第八节一直到第十节，保罗呢又把一些属灵的恩赐给我们作为分类。
And then in verse 8-10, Paul gave us.Different kinds, classification of gifts.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语。
To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom.
那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
To another the message of knowledge.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心。
To another faith by the same Spirit.
还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他这个医病的恩赐。
To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit.
又叫一人能信异能。
To another miraculous powers.
又叫一人能做先知。
To another prophecy.
又叫一人能明这个辨别诸灵。
To another distinguishing between spirits.
又叫一人能说方言。
To another speaking in different kinds.
又叫一人能翻方言。
And to still another the interpretation of tongues.
好，这是第二处的经文，你要了解，你要知道。
So this is the second place of scripture. You need to understand. You need to know.
然后最后我们看以弗所书第四章第十一节那个地方。
Lastly, let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有教牧师和教师。
Chapter 4, verse 11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识上帝的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith.And in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
那这一段的圣经跟前面两段圣经有一点点的不同。
There is a little bit of difference of with this scripture than the two previous passages.
保罗在这提到五种的属灵的恩赐是教会领袖的属灵的恩赐。
Paul mentioned five gifts that are for leaders of the church.
五种。
Five kinds.
使徒、先知、传福音的牧师跟教师。
Prophet, evangelist, pastors, teachers.
但是呢，我们相信呢，哈，这个牧师跟教师哈是合起来的。
But we believe that pastors and teachers are combined as one.
换句话说，一个人两个这个 office, 两个的位份职份。
In another words, one person but two positions.
使徒是谁呢？
Who is apostles?
使徒呢，就是能够有开荒的能力，建立教会的。
The apostles are those that blaze the trail, so to speak.
先知呢是能够靠着神的恩典，把神的心意向神的子民说明的，而且能够预先的，在事情没有发生之前，他能够预先预告的。
Prophet is speaking to God's people through God's inspiration, and that he can prophesy things before it happens.
有传福音的是很会把神的这个救恩。讲得清楚明白，又能够打动人心，接受这个救恩的人。
Evangelists are those who can clearly explain God's salvation and His truth, and He can actually touch the hearts of the people.
牧师是有牧养恩赐的人。
Pastors are those who have to give up of pastoring.
半夜电话响。
Phone call may come in the middle of the night.
牧师拿起来。
The pastor will pick it up.
然后呢，对方说：“牧师啊。”
And then the other end said, Pastor.
你马上到医院来好不好
？Come to the hospital. Can you right away?
医生说我的母亲可能过不了今天晚上。
The brother said my mom may not make it through the night.
牧师睡在那个温暖的床子里边。
The pastor was asleep in the warm bed.
半夜。
In the middle of the night.
但是会友有需要。
But there is a need from his congregation.
跟那个太太打了个招呼。
So,
虽然很不高兴，不过勉强的还是把衣服穿好了，赶到医院去。
So he had to get up, put on his clothes, and go to the hospital.
什么是牧养的恩赐呢？牧师，我礼拜四要去看医生了，请你接一接我好不好？送一送我好不好
？Oh, pastor, I'm going to have to go to the doctor's office on Thursday. Can you give me a ride?
六点吃饭的时候，电话又响。
Six o'clock, you're having dinner. The phone rang again.
牧师，你赶快来啊！我丈夫打我。
Pastor, come quickly. My husband is beating me up.
牧师看着那碗饭很想吃。
Pastor, look at his food. He really wants to eat it.
但是还是赶到那个会友的家去处理他们的矛盾。
Yet he still has to go and solve the conflict.
这是牧养。
This is pastoring.
这是 pastoral gift.
This is a pastoral gift.
教师是谁呢？
Who are the teachers?
教师是很有系统的，能够把神的真理、基督的教义很有规矩的，然后呢去传授下去。
Teachers are those who can systematically teach the truth of God.
所以你看第十二节。
So let's look at verse 12.
神赐给教会有使徒、有先知、有传福音、有牧师和教师。
It says here, God, He has given some to be pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
他们的功能是什么呢？
What are the functions?
要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
It is to prepare God's people for works of service.
这是装备的意思。
And it is to prepare them.
刚才所提到的这五种的人。
These five classifications of gifts that were given.
他们要装备圣徒，让基督的身体能够成长。
They are going to prepare the people of God to help them grow.
让他们在真道上同归于一。
So that they, the body of Christ, can be built up.
所以呢，我们看到三段的经文。
So we look at three passages.
第一段是在什么地方
？Where's the first passage?
第一段在什么地方？
罗马。
第几章？
十二章。
第二处呢
？Romans 12. How about second?
罗林多前书几章啊？还是十二
？First Corinthians chapter 12.
然后最后呢
？And then the last one.
以弗所书第几章？第四章几节啊？
Ephesians chapter 4,
从十一节开始。
From 11.
好，如果你记得这几处的经文的话，你回去还是仔细的去查考。
If you remember these scriptures, go back and continue to study them in depth.
但是呢，现在让我就是归纳一点，就是说，恩赐有不同。
Let me just give you a conclusion. There is different kinds of gifts.
那神给教会有很多不同的恩赐。
God has given the church.Different gifts.
这些的恩赐呢，在圣徒的身上，当他们发挥的时候，彰显神的荣耀。
And as they are used in the church, they exemplify God's glory.
所以我们应该接受了神的恩赐的时候，在教会的里头，在神的子民的身上去服侍他们。
So as we accept these gifts, we need to serve the people of God.
属灵的恩赐呢，是为到整体的好处。
The spiritual gifts are given for the good of all people.
属灵的恩赐是按照神的这个心意随意的赐予的。
And the spiritual gifts are given according to God's own will.
第二，我们要了解的。
We need to notice a second thing.
除了我们要明白属灵的恩赐的话，那现在我们要明白的就是说，在教会的里头，我们怎么去行使我们的这个属灵的恩赐。
Not only do we need to understand the gifts of God, then once we understand, we need to know how to serve with gifts.
建立基督的身体。
To build the church of God.
彰显神的荣耀。
To show God's glory.
我有一次在上海。
One time I was in Shanghai.
谁去过上海？
How many of you have been to Shanghai? Raise your hand.
谁会讲上海话？
Who knows how to speak Shanghainese?
A lot to
sell
there.
我去年十一月在上海。
I was in Shanghai in November last year.
我在上海，我看到一个。当然我有很多的体会嘛。
I have come to realize a lot of things.
比方说上海的那些 tall building 真是厉害。
For example, the tall building in Shanghai is amazing.
你去过上海，然后到 Albuquerque， 你发觉 Albuquerque 是落后的地方。
If you have been to Shanghai and then you come back to Albuquerque, you notice that Albuquerque is really a rural area.
然后呢，浦东机场真是很雄伟。
The airport there is just magnificent.
但是在我在上海的时候，我还发觉了另外一个的东西。
But as I was in Shanghai, I discovered something.
我发觉上海啊，中国他们盖房子盖那个高楼哈，很特别。
I noticed that as they build a tall building, they have a special technique.
当然了，他们先建立那个根基。
Of course, they build the foundation.
然后呢，他们呢把五层楼的那个范围哈，他把它给围起来。
And then they build a scaffolding, the height of 5 or 6 stories.
然后他们在这里头盖。
And so they will build inside the scaffolding.
盖好的时候，他又把那个 scaffold 又挪五层。
And so once they finish the 5 or 6 stories, then they move the scaffold up another 5 or 6.
啊，我们在香港哈。
We were in Hong Kong.
我们是整个的楼把它给盖起来，围起来。
The scaffold covered the whole height of the building.
但是我看到上海的这种盖楼房哈，给我有一个体会。
But as I saw how they built in Shanghai, it gives me a realization.
你知道吗？在基督的身体也是这样。
You know, in the body of Christ, it is the same way.
在建立神的殿的里头也是一个过程。
It is a process to build the temple of God.
如果要把它盖得高、盖得稳、盖得妥。
If you're going to build tall and strong and firm.
我们不用急，一步一步的来。
You don't have to do it in a hurry. Just do it step by step.
但是我们在教会的里头，我们一定要发挥神给我们的属灵的恩赐。
But in the church, we must use our spiritual gifts.
我们看到为什么要服侍，因为我们是蒙恩得救的人。
We have already discussed why do we need to serve it because we are saved.
我们也明白了什么叫属灵的恩赐。
We understand what is called spiritual gifts.
我们在教会的里头要用我们属灵的恩赐。
We need to use our gifts in the church.
但是最后我们要谈一谈的就是我们的态度应该是怎么样。
But lastly, we need to talk about our attitude.
态度是很重要的。
Attitude is extremely important.
态度哈是内心的一个很重要的一个的反应。
It is a very important inner aspect.
态度哈是发自内心的一种的表现。
Attitude comes from within.
我这有一个50块钱。
I have a $50 bill here.
那如果我要给姐妹的话。
If he's going to give me the bill.
如果我说 go and take it.
If he just say go and take it, throw it to me.
或者说我这有50块，我很盼望你拿它。
Or maybe he said, I have $50 bill here, I wish you would take it.
如果是你的话，第一个态度你会要吗？
If you or I, would you accept it with the first time?
这个可以不要吗？
你还是要？
Charlie said he'll take it.
在教会的里头，当我们行使我们的恩赐的时候， it has to be coming from a gratitude heart, a grateful heart, 一个很甘心乐意的一个的心态。第二， humility is the key, 谦卑是很重要的。
Humility is the key.
我们来看看我们的主。
Let's look at our Lord.
在约翰福音第十三章的时候。
In John chapter 13.
耶稣谦卑地替门徒去洗脚。
Jesus humbled himself and he washed the feet of his disciples.
你知道吗？在教会的里头，当我们用我们的属灵的恩赐的时候，我们应该有一个谦卑的态度。
You know what? In the church, as we use our spiritual gift, we must have humility.
另外，时间也是很重要的。
Time is also very important.
请大家打开马可福音第一章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1.
马可福音书第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
马可福音第一章第二十九节。
Mark 1:29.
我们在那儿看到一个故事。
We saw a story here.
西门的岳母发烧。
The mother-in-law of Peter ran a high fever.
耶稣医治她。
Jesus healed her.
我们来看看第二十九节。
Verse 29.
他们一出会堂。
And immediately he left the synagogue.
就同着雅各、约翰。
And entered the house of Simon and Andrew.
进了西门跟安德烈的家。
With James and John.
西门的岳母正害热病躺着。
Now Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever.
我不知道你有没有发过烧。
I don't know if you have ever run a fever.
发烧的时候。
When you have a fever.
全身发软。
You're weak all over.
无气无力。
There is no strength.
躺卧是最好的一个方法。
The best method is just to lay in bed.
有人在这个时候就告诉耶稣。
And so somebody told Jesus.
所以当耶稣明白了解的时候，耶稣就近前来拉着这个彼得岳母的手。
And so Jesus came and took her by the hand.
扶她起来。
And lifted her up.
圣经说热就退了。
And the fever left her.
啊，这是个神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
因为热马上就退了。
Because the fever left her right away.
但是令我惊讶的就是跟着发生的事情。
But what surprised me is what followed.
圣经说这个岳母就服侍他们。
The Bible said, and she served them.
好，我们来想一想。
Let's think about this.
发高烧。
High fever.
无气无力。
No strength.
躺卧在床。
Laying in bed.
可能已经有一两天的时间。
Probably about one or two days.
耶稣来医治了你了。
Jesus come and heal you.
你起来了。
You got up.
有气又有力了。
You have strength.
在这个时候，你应不应该第一个就是？耶稣啊，给我弄一碗馄饨面来，好不好？
So probably the first thing you said to Jesus is, Jesus, would you give me a bowl of noodles?
Very justifiable. 这是很合理的事儿啊。要碗馄饨面，给我来碗白粥吧。几天没吃饭了，来个粥啊，弄弄饭气吧。
Give me if no noodles, then give me a bowl of congee.
但是你看看，这个老太太怎么做
？This elderly lady, what did she do?
他就服侍他们。
She served them.
这里让我们看到两件事情。
Let us look see two things here.
得蒙神的恩惠之后。
After you receive the grace of God.
服侍神是很应该的。
Serving God is a natural habit.
第二，当我们服侍的时候，时间是非常重要的。
Secondly, as we serve God, time is important.
你不要得救了之后，然后你跟神说：“神啊，我刚得救啊。”
After you become a believer, don't tell God, God, I was just saved.
给我三年五年的时间好不好？
Give me about 3 to 5 years, would you?
我坦白地告诉你，再给你五年十年的话，你还是不会服侍的。
I'm going to tell you, even if you were given 5 to 10 years, you're still not going to serve.
如果你不愿意服侍，你对神是这么的态度的话，那我倒不如叫牧师替你施洗的时候，把你按到水里头长十分钟更好。
If your attitude is never going to serve, then
那不是很好吗？马上就要把你送到天堂去了。
Then maybe it would be better if while you're being baptized, the pastor just hold you down.
神今天让你有生命，有气息。
God gave you life today.
让你享受他各种的属灵的恩赐。
To give you different kinds of spiritual gifts.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不要忘记。
Dear brothers and sisters, don't forget.
我们仍然存活，我们是有一个任务要去做的。
We live today for a purpose.
我们的任务就是要彰显神的荣耀。
Our responsibility is to show God's glory.
使人能够得到益处。
So that other people can benefit.
以知道福音的恩惠能够在我们的生命上完全去彰显。
So that the grace of salvation can be exemplified from each one of us.
你已经得蒙神的救恩。
You have already received God's salvation.
在未来的日子，当你的灵命继续的成长的时候
，And in the coming days, as your spiritual life continue to grow,
作为这个教会的其中的一员，一个的会友
，As a member of the Christ, of the body of Christ,
我今天早上借着神的恩典
，And through the grace of God this morning,
只是给你提议
，I want to just give you a suggestion.
参与侍奉
，Join in.
不要迟疑
Don't wait.
下次牧师领袖来找你的时候，千万说：“哎呀，我没恩赐啊。”
Next time when the leader come and find you, don't ever say, "I don't have any gifts."
你最少有一样的恩赐。
You have at least one spiritual gift.
当领袖来邀请你服事的时候，啊，我要等一会儿啊。
When the leaders come to look for you, don't say, "Oh no, I'm going to wait for a little while."
你不知道明天如何。
You don't know what tomorrow will bring.
盼望我们每一个人在教会的里头积极的参与。
I hope that everyone will actively join in serving.
共同的这个建立彼此的服事。
To build one another up and to serve with one another.
把基督的身体给建造起来。
And to build up the body of Christ.
这是你的心愿吗
？Is this your will?
我们一起来祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
今天是第一堂的信息。
Today is the first session.
但是我相信神已经很清楚透过他的话语向你说话
But I know clearly that God has spoken to you through his words
特别是已经得救的信徒
Especially those who are already saved
特别是那些没有服事的信徒
Especially those who has not served
我借着主的爱
Through God's love
我也靠着基督的权柄
And through the authority given to me by Christ
我盼望你在这个时候
I hope that at this time,
你在心里头
in your heart,
你向神来呼喊
you call out to God.
你说主啊
you said Lord,
原谅我
please forgive me.
信主多年都没有好好的来服侍你
I haven't served you for many years, even though I've been a believer.
我亏欠了你的恩惠
I have fallen short of your grace.
我浪费了你的恩赐
I have wasted the gifts you have given me.
主啊
Lord,
我愿意
I'm willing.
从这个时刻开始
From this moment on,
我要积极的参与
I will actively join in
我要在这个教会的里头积极的服侍
And I will serve you actively in this church.
亲爱的主
Dear Lord,
我虽然是软弱的
Even though I'm weak,
但是你是刚强的
But you are strong.
求你帮助我
Please help me.
主耶稣我谢谢你
Dear Jesus Christ, I thank you.
谢谢你给我们有这么好的环境
Thank you for giving us such a nice environment.
谢谢你把我们众弟兄姐妹带到这个地方。
Thank you for bringing brothers and sisters to this place.
谢谢你让我们能够撇开世上的缠绕我们的事，专一的来仰望你。
Thank you for helping us let put down all our worries and come to worship you alone.
谢谢你的话。
Thank you for your words.
谢谢圣灵。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
谢谢他赐给我们的恩赐。
Thank you for the spiritual gifts he has given us.
保守我们这两天的活动。
Please protect all the activities today.
让我们经历你的恩典。
Help us to experience your grace.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的尊名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.